This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Israel has carried out a military strike on Iran, a potentially dangerous escalation, and it puts the Biden administration in a challenging position as it weighs an election year response. The Biden White House Friday, aiming to keep its distance from Israel's retaliatory strike against Iran. In a phone call last weekend with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden urged restraint. The workload of parents who stay home with their children has a pretty high value. The study looked at a household and child care task by stay-at-home parents up to 4 children in 80 major cities worldwide. It analyzed how the parents' labor would cost to outsource in each city. Chores such as cleaning, cooking, shopping, transportation, emotional support, tutoring, and administrative tasks were looked at. The number of high school seniors who've submitted applications for financial aid is down significantly this year, according to the National College Network. It's safe to say the weather didn't dampen spirits in the Mile High City this weekend. Tens of thousands of people gathered downtown yesterday for the city's annual 420 festival. Despite obviously freezing temperatures and no shortage of snow showers throughout the day, this year marks 10 years since marijuana was legalized for recreational use here in Colorado. Festival organizers say they're proud to bring the event to the community each year. One person remains in the hospital with life-threatening injuries this morning after they were hit by a car in Colorado Springs. Springs police officers were dispatched to South Circle Drive. There, Colorado Springs Fire Department treated the pedestrian before taking them to a nearby hospital. Police say that person did sustain life-threatening injuries as a result of the crash. However, the driver of the car remained on scene and were told they were cooperating with police in the investigation. Dozens of scientists have signed the New York Declaration on Animal Consciousness following debates over how various species should be treated. Our defending champion Denver Nuggets were able to hold off LeBron and the Lakers last night. KRDO's Rob Namnoom and Danny Mata were both at the game last night. The Lakers looked pretty dangerous in the first quarter, but the Joker doing his thing. Nuggets managed to cut it just 3 going into the half, and things stayed pretty even, but the Nuggets really went on a run towards the end of the fourth quarter. Our defending champs took the game 114-103. Game 2 is on Monday night at Ball Arena. The Treasury Department is issuing sanctions on 2 organizations for raising money for Israeli extremists. The organization established crowdfunding for 2 men who were sanctioned in February. The State Department also sanctioned the founder, which has assaulted Palestinian civilians. The issue involves the occupied West Bank. Under international law established by the UN Nations, it's considered Palestinian territory, but Israeli settlers have for years took on that land to build new settlements. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated Saturday outside an arts and culture center at Yale University.
Fog advisories are in place this morning until around 10 a.m. along the I-25 corridor and across some of our local mountain towns, reducing visibility through the morning. Fog and heavy cloud cover clears by the afternoon. We're left with mostly sunny skies, as well as dry conditions and temperatures rebounding to the 60s and 70s as the cold front pushes out of Colorado. We're even warmer tomorrow in the 70s and 80s, with just a chance for an isolated shower through the afternoon, mostly across the mountains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.